إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, today this is our session number 22. Session number 22, readings from Lessons in Arabic Language, Book 1, Dr. Fahd Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. And today, inshallah, we're going to be continuing with lesson 13 from book 1. And we're going to start with, as usual, quick review, very, very quick review, yani overview of the last chapters that we have taken up until now, lessons 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12, lessons 6 through 12. And we're just going to look at an overview of the English keys, just reminding you of some of the things that we have taken in these last lessons. And then after that we'll go to the homework review sheets, number 6 and 7, before we go on to where we left off last week. Okay, so we're going to start with the quick review of lessons 6 through 12. Basically, in lesson 6, we covered the feminine ism ishara, yani for things which are near, and in lesson 7, for things which are far, hadhihi and dhalika. So the difference between hadha and hadhihi is that hadhihi is used to point to things which are masculine and near, singular. And hadha is used for masculine, singular, near. And hadhihi is used for things which are feminine, singular, and near. And meaning this or this is. In lesson 2 and in lesson 7, we had the feminine, we had the ism ishara for things which are far, dhalika for masculine, and tilka for feminine. Okay, so the ism ishara is something that we should all be familiar with now. We should know hadha and hadhihi and dhalika and tilka. Also in lesson 6, we covered the use of the ta marbuta as a sign of femininity to add it to a noun or an adjective to make it feminine. To change, yani the word muhandisun to muhandisatun from masculine to feminine. We also said in lesson 6 that there are certain nouns that have a separate feminine form. Yani, instead of adding termabuta like akh and ukt and so on. We also said that there are some feminine nouns that, although feminine nouns usually end with termabuta, there are some which do not, and you have to learn them as you go along. In this lesson we also had the preposition li, in addition to what we had previously, fi and ala and ila and min. And a couple of other secondary points. Okay, that's basically for lesson 6, and I already mentioned in lesson 7 we had tilka, the feminine counterpart of dhalika. In lesson 8, we had yani three main points, and that is the ism ishara that has a bedel. The ism ishara that's followed by a noun with alif lam. Okay, this changes. This is a special kind of construction. So, we made note of the difference between hadha kitabun with tanween. This is a book. And hadha al-kitab, which means this book. Hadha kitabun is a complete sentence, mubtada and khabar. And hadha al-kitab is just a mubtada, hadha, and it's bedal, al-kitab, and we still need yani khabar, or predicate. We also had in this lesson the i'rab of the ism maqsoor, yani the noun that ends with fatha alif, like Amrika, and Musa, and Isa, and Almania, and Britannia. These are words that end with fatha alif. Because they end with this fatha alif ending, we don't see the vowel changing, even though they might be in the position where they are marfu, and we don't see dhamma. If they are in the position where they should be majrurun, we don't see kasra, and so on. So this is a special type of noun. We don't say they are mabniyun, but rather we say we don't see the sign of their i'rab, and we'll discuss this in detail in level 3. Also in this lesson we had some dhuruf, yani the dharf is an adverb. We had previously the adverb tahta in lesson 5, and in this lesson we have amama and khalfa, and the rule concerning the adverb or the dharf is that the noun following it is mudafun ilayhi majrur. That was in lesson 8. In lesson 9 we had primarily the relationship between the adjective and the noun that it qualifies. That is the na't and the man'ut, and we said that they have to agree in 4 things. In this lesson we took 3 of them, that they have to agree. The na't, the adjective, has to agree with the man'ut in being definite or indefinite. in being masculine or feminine, and in its case ending, being marfu'un or majrurun or mansubun. We also had in this lesson nouns or adjectives that end with ana, such as kaslana, jawana, atashana, ghadbana, and so on. Words that end with this extra aleph and noon, these words are from a group of words that are known as mamnu' min as-sarf, that is diptotes, and the rule concerning them is that they do not take tanween, even if they don't have alif lam, and as well, they don't take kasra when they are majrur, but rather, when they are majrur, they take a secondary sign, that is fatha. In this lesson, we also had the relative pronoun, at ism al-mawsool, al-ladhi, and following in the next lesson, I think, or shortly after this, we're going to have the feminine counterpart of it, al-lati. And we also had in this lesson another dharf, that is, inda, which means to be with, or in the presence of, and the same rule for khalfa and amama, and tahta is the same rule for inda, the word following it is mudafun ilayhi majrur. In lesson 10, we had, yani the possessive pronouns, ya al-mutakallam, ha, hu, and ka, and we said that in lesson 4 we had personal pronouns that correspond to them. Yani we had ana, and huwa, and hiya, and anta. So here we had the possessive pronouns, which are pronouns that show possession. Like you say, my book, your book, his book, her book. We also had yani something related to the asma al-khamsa. And we had ab, and akh, and we said that these are from five special nouns in Arabic language. Whenever they are connected in idafa, yani whenever they are the first part of an idafa construction, then the i'rab of that word changes, meaning that instead of, if it's marfu'un, instead of the sign being dhamma, the sign will be waw. And if it was majrur, instead of the sign of it being majrur being kasra, then it's ya. And if it was mansub, instead of the sign of it being yani mansub, instead of it being fatah, it's alif. Okay, so we talked about these words, and that rule is applicable unless yani the noun ab or akh is an idafa to ya al-mutakallam, the first person singular pronoun, because that ya al-mutakallam must always be preceded by kasra, so we're not going to see it being waw or alif, it's always going to be kasra ya. In this lesson we also had continuation of the past tense verb. We had dhahabta and dhahabtu, yani anta dhahabta, second person, masculine, singular, and ana dhahabtu, first person, singular. And here we also mentioned that previously we had feminine proper nouns. We said that all feminine proper nouns, if they end with tarmabuta, like Amina, or they don't end with tarmabuta, like Maryam and Zainab and so on, all feminine proper nouns are mamnu' min as-sarf. In this lesson we said, even masculine proper nouns, if they end with the ta marbuta, then they're also mamnu' min as-sarf, meaning they don't take tanween and they don't take kasra when they are majrur. In this lesson we also had ma'a, yani as a dharf, ma'a, like inda, except that ma'a means that you are with someone anywhere, and inda means you are with them in a particular place. We had the preposition be in this lesson, and we also had the ma' al-nafiyah, yani the ma' that negates something. Yani for example, you say, I didn't go, I didn't eat, I don't have something, and so on. Ma' al-nafiyah. In lesson 11, basically, it was a review lesson, so the only thing we had there was a mention of, not the details of, the mention of the object of a verb. The object of a verb is mansub, and the sign that it's mansub is fatah. And in lesson 12, that's the last lesson that we covered before we reached lesson 13. In lesson 12, we had more personal pronouns and possessive pronouns. Okay, we had anti, personal pronoun, yani, you, speaking to an individual female, and we had ki, the possessive pronoun, kitabuki, meaning your book, referring to an individual female, yani second person, feminine, singular. Personal pronoun, anti, possessive pronoun, ki. And we also had the feminine, third person form of the past tense verb, yani, hiya dhahabat. Hiya dhahabat. And we had also, like I said, allati. We had previously alladhi, the relative pronoun. That means which, that which, or he who. And this lesson we had allati, the feminine counterpart of it. Okay, that's a quick overview of what we covered. Yani in the last few lessons, from lesson 6 through lesson 12. And today, inshallah, yani we're going to continue with lesson 13. Today we're going to continue with lesson 13. Okay, but before we go to lesson 13, we're going to make one more stop, and that is with the review. Homework, review sheets number 6 and 7. Homework, review sheets number 6 and 7. Okay, so let's take a quick look. Hopefully everybody has received them. On page 6 it says Al-Huruf Al-Qamariyah. And we're going to see on page 7 Al-Huruf Al-Shamsiyah. The instruction on page 6 says Ayyin Al-Kalimati Allati Tabda'u Bil-Hurufi Al-Qamariyati Wa Adkhilha Fi Jumlatin. Yani pick out the words Ayyin Al-Kalimat, pick out the words that start with a lunar letter, yani a harf qamari, and make a sentence. Okay, so they gave us here 6 words. Some of them begin with lunar letters, some of them begin with solar letters, or sun letters and moon letters. Al-huruf al-shamsiyah and al-huruf al-qamariyah. In this lesson we're looking at the huruf al-qamariyah, so you want to see which letters begin with a moon letter, lunar letter, qamariyah, al-huruf al-qamariyah. So whenever you find a word that begins with a lunar letter, then they want you to make a sentence with it. Okay, so the first word is as-sukkaru, that begins with seen, and seen is a sun letter. So we skip to the next word, al-qamaru. Al-qamaru, yani begins with qaf, and qaf is a lunar letter. So we're going to make a sentence with al-qamaru. Then we're going to go to the next word, al-qur'anu, also begins with qaf, that's a lunar letter. We're going to make a sentence with that. The next word is as-salatu, begins with sad. Sad is a sun letter, yani a solar letter. So we're going to skip that. And we're going to go to al-ghurfatu, begins with ghain, and ghain is a lunar letter. So we're going to make a sentence with that. And then al-baytu begins with ba, and ba is a yani lunar letter. So we're going to make a sentence with these 4 words: al-qamaru, al-qur'anu, al-ghurfatu, and al-baytu. So this exercise required you, first and foremost, to identify the words that begin with a lunar letter, and then secondly, to make a sentence with each of them. So the sentence that I made for al-qamaru, al-qamaru jamilun, yani the moon is beautiful. You could have said al-qamaru ba'idun, the moon is far, or al-qamaru kabirun, the moon is big, and so on. Sentence number 2, al-Qur'an. Al-Qur'anu kalamullahi, the Qur'an is the speech of Allah. We could have said al-Qur'anu kitabullahi, the Qur'an is the book of Allah, and so on. Number 3, al-ghurfatu, I said al-ghurfatu nazifatun, the room is clean. You could have said al-ghurfatu wasikhatun, al-ghurfatu yani wasikhatun is dirty, al-ghurfatu wasi'atun is spacious, and so on. Sentence number 4, al-baytu. I wrote al-baytu khalfa as-suqi, yani the house is behind the marketplace. You could have said al-baytu amam al-masjidi, in front of the masjid, and so on. Okay, let's turn to the homework review sheet on page 7. Same type of exercise, this one, al-huruf al-shamsiyya, the sun or solar letters. أين الكلمات التي تبدأ بالحروف الشمسية وأدخلها في جملة. Pick out the words, identify the words that start with a solar letter, and make a sentence. Okay, as we go across, we see الكتاب begins with كاف, that is a lunar letter. الطالبة begins with فا, that's a يعني sun letter, solar letter. القلم begins with قاف, that is a lunar letter. الصابون begins with صاد, and that's a sun letter, solar letter. السرير begins with سين, and that's also a sun letter or solar letter. And الماء begins with ميم, ميم is a lunar letter. Okay, so as far as the sun letters, the words begin with sun letters, they are الطالبة, الصابون, and السرير. So we're going to make a sentence with each of those 3 words. الطالبة في غرفتي المديرة. The female student is in the room of the mudira. Hold, just give me 1 second. Okay, I'm sorry. Interruption. Allahumma musta'an. Okay, so we were at what? At Taliba, right? At Taliba is the first word of the letters in this list that begin with a sun letter. At Taliba tu fi ghurfatil mudirati. The female student is in the room of the female principal. Second word, as-sabunu, the soap. As-sabunu fil hammami, the soap is in the bathroom. You could have said it's in the kitchen, fil matbakhi, or other than that, in the yani marketplace, and so on. As the next word, as-sariru maqsurun. Yani, as-sarir, the bed is maqsurun. It is broken. You could have written any other sentence with that word, as-sariru. يعني كبير السرير صغير and so on السرير في الغرفة and so on. Okay, so these were the two homework assignments that we had related to the weekly review sheets. Okay, these are يعني reviewing some of the matters that we took in the past, exercises just to make sure that we haven't forgotten these things. After this, we're going to do a quick review of the part A of the English key, okay? Part A of the English key, we've gone over several times, but in any case, it is of great importance, so we're going to go and look at it quickly before we go to the exercises remaining from part A, that is exercises 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And if we finish those, inshallah, we'll go to part B of this lesson 13. Okay, so basically, yani lesson 13 deals with plurals. Okay, so from amongst the most important things that this lesson deals with are the difference between sound plurals and broken plurals. Sound plurals, yani the word remains intact. The original structure of the word remains intact and you just add something to the end of it. For the masculine sound plurals, you say Muslim, Muslimuna. Mudarris, Mudarrisuna. For the feminine sound plurals, you actually elongate the fatha before the ta' marbuta, elongate it with aleph, and then you change the ending from ta' marbuta to ta' maftuha. So it becomes muslima, muslimat, muhandisa, muhandisat. Okay, these are, yani, the two type of sound plurals, masculine sound plural and feminine sound plural. The other type of plural is the broken plural, and that's what much of this lesson deals with. That is, in this lesson, we took 8 of the many broken plural patterns, and we discussed them in detail previously on more than one occasion, and hopefully everybody has begun memorizing these 8 plurals. Soon, inshallah, we'll be finished with lesson 13. This will be behind us, so please make sure you memorize some of these broken plural patterns every week. We only had 8 of them. If we take 4 weeks for this lesson, if you memorize 2 every week, it should have been quite easy. So we had furul, like najmu, nujum. Fu'ulun, like kitabun kutub. Fi'alun, jabalun jibal. Fu'alun, tajirun tujjar. Af'alun, qalamun aqlam. Fu'ala'u, zamilun zumala. And af'ila'u, sadiqun asdiqa. Fi'latun, from akh, ikhwatun. Okay, these are 8 patterns that we have to learn in this particular lesson. And I have suggested from the beginning when we started this lesson a couple of weeks ago that you begin to memorize these patterns, each one of them one by one with at least 2 or 3 examples. What I want to just note here before we go on is that the two of these broken plural patterns, fu'ala'u and af'ila'u, are broken plural patterns that are mamnu' min as-sarf. They're diptotes, so you see they do not take tanween. The plural does not take tanween. Also in this lesson we had the plural for hadha and hadhi, that's ha'ulai for the ism ishara. And we also had the personal pronoun, plural for huwa is hum, they. And likewise the possessive pronoun, third person masculine plural possessive pronoun, is the same word hum. It's used as a personal pronoun, you can say hum, muslimuna, and it's used as a possessive pronoun, you can say masjiduhum, their masjid. We also had the third person, masculine plural, past tense verb form. Yani the plural of dhahaba is dhahabu, they went. And we had the word ba'ad, which means some, or one, or a few of them. Okay, so this is a quick summary of what we had in the first part of the English key for lesson 13. The first part of lesson 13. Okay, now what we're going to do is we're going to complete the exercises remaining for this first part. Okay, the exercises that remain are from exercise number 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. So we're going to try to do these exercises, as many of them as possible. And bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, if we have time left, we're going to also go on to the second part. The second English key, the second dialogue, which I think I left out of the homework, the text on page 74. Allahumma musta'an. And then we're going to, hopefully somebody noticed that when you started reading the lesson, the second part of the lesson has a dialogue also for part B. And then we're going to try to look at some of the exercises for part B. The English key, vocabulary, and exercises for part B. That's if we finish the exercises for part A. Okay, the first part of lesson 13. Okay, so the exercise we're going to start with today is exercise number 2 on page 70, lesson 13. Exercise number 2, page 70. Okay, this exercise, and in the previous exercise, basically went through all of the 8 patterns that we had for broken plurals and gave examples for each one of them. And the last sentences for that first exercise were sound plurals. They were sound plurals. Okay, so this part now we're going to look at the second exercise, what we're going to be doing here. Let's read the instruction for this exercise. It says, how will, yani, change or transform or convert al-mufradat, the individual singular, yani vocabulary words, التي تحتها خط, yani the words that are underlined, yani تحتها خط, they have a line underneath them. Change them to إلى جموع, change them to plurals. Okay, all of the words that are underlined or singular, مفردات, change them to plurals. كما هو موضح, as it has been made clear, واضح, being clear, في المثال, in the example. Okay, here's the example, and this is what, in this example is showing you what they want us to do. The word that's underlined, you have to change that to plural, and then anything else in the sentence that is required to be changed in according with that change, you also have to change. Okay, so the word that's underlined may be one word, but you might have to change 2 or 3 words in order for the rest of the sentence to make sense. Okay, so the example says, من هذا الرجل, who is this man? Answer, هو حاج, he is a pilgrim. So when we change it to plural, when we change رجل to رجال, we also have to change the اسم إشارة to go with it, because the اسم إشارة هذا goes with the singular noun. And now that we have a plural noun, رجال, when we change رجل to رجال, then we also have to change the اسم إشارة to the plural اسم إشارة, which is the plural for هذا and هذه is هؤلاء. Okay? So, when we change رجل to رجال, we also have to change هذا to هؤلاء. So we change it, من هؤلاء الرجال, who are these men? In the answer, we can't say he is a pilgrim, because now we're asking about a group of men. So we have to change that to plural also. So we change huwa to hum, and we change hajun, which is singular, mufrad, we change it to plural, hujjajun. Okay, that's the example. Change rajul to rijal, and then everything else that has to be changed, the ismishara is going to have to be changed to a plural, and then in the answer, the pronoun huwa, which is singular, can't be that, we can't use the singular anymore, because we're talking about a group of men, so we have to use the plural pronoun for huwa, which is hum. And also, hum hajun is a single, is one individual pilgrim. We have to change that to plural, hujjajun. Okay, I hope everybody understood that exercise. And inshallah, we already did it for homework. So let's just go through the sentences for this exercise number 2. There are 10. And let's see, yani, if we can get them all right. Okay, so you can read along with me ahead of me. And you can also, yani, read your answers ahead of me as I pause, yani, in the readings. Number 1, bottom of page 70, exercise number 2, sentence number 1, من أين هذا الطالب, from where is this student, yani where is this student from? So الطالب is the word that we have to change, right? So we're going to change it to the plural. The plural of طالب is الطلاب, الطلاب. Okay, so the اسم إشارة for هذا الطالب is for singular, so we have to change the اسم إشارة also, yani, to plural اسم إشارة, to هؤلاء. Alright, so we're going to change من أين هذا الطالب we're going to change it to من أين هؤلاء الطلاب in the answer it's in the singular هو من الهند so we're going to have to change it to say they are from India هم من الهند هم من الهند okay that's the first sentence let's turn to page 71 sentence number 2 the question everything is singular we're going to change it to plurals right أين التاجر الكبير where is the big or great merchant هو في السوق he is in the marketplace okay let's change تاجر to plural أين التجار الكبار الكبير plural كبار أين التجار الكبار تجار is the broken plural pattern فعال takes dhamma on the first radical, shadda on the second radical with fatha and alif. Tujjarun tajir, ta, jim, ra, tujjar. Yani aina at-tujjaru al-kibaru, hum, they are, plural, hum, fissuqi. Number two, aina al-mudarrisu al-jadidu, where's the new teacher? Huwa inda al-mudiri, he is with the mudir. Okay, al-mudarris is the word that's underlined. We have to change it to plural. But then the adjective also is going to have to be made plural. And then in the answer, the pronoun huwa has to be made plural as well. So we're going to change it from ayna talibu al-jadidu to ayna at-tullabu al-jududu. Ahuwa fil-fasli, we have to change to ahum fil-fasli. Are they in the classroom? Where are the new students? Are they in the classroom? Number five. أَهَذَا الطَّالِبُ غَنِيٌ Meaning, is this student rich? لَا هُوَ فَقِيرٌ No, he is poor. Okay, the word that's underlined is الطَّالِبُ. If we change that to الطُلَّابُ, we also have to change the ism ishara from the singular هَذَا to هَؤُلَاءِ. And then we have to change the khabar from غنيٌ to plural أغنياءُ يعني أفعلاء on the wazn of أفعلاء. So the question أهذا الطالب غنيٌ becomes أهؤلاء الطلاب أغنياءُ with a single dhamma, no tanween. The answer لا هو فقير becomes لا هم فقراء يعني فؤلاء on the pattern of فؤلاء فقراء with a single ضمة without تنوين number 6 من هذا الرجل who is this man هو ضيف he is a guest يعني somebody that we are hosting هو ضيف with ضاد ضيف so the word that's underlined is رجل we're going to change it to plural which is رجال and then we have to change the ism ishara from هذا singular to plural هؤلاء من هؤلاء الرجال the هو we have to change to plural right also هم and then we have to change ضيف to the plural ضياف من هؤلاء الرجال هم ضياف they are guests number 7 لي أخ كبير هو طالب بالجامعة meaning I have a brother a big brother I have a big brother he is a student at the university okay the word that's underlined is أخ I have to change that to plural then I have to change the not كبير to plural كبار and then I have to change the pronoun هو to whom and the singular طالب to طلاب and that would be sufficient okay لي أخ كبير becomes لي إخوة كبار هو طالب بالجامعة becomes هم طلاب بالجامعة I hope we are all getting these sentences correct I hope everybody's doing the homework no doubt you are number 8 أين صديقك؟ ذهب إلى المكتبة. أين صديقك؟ Where is your صديق, your friend? ذهب إلى المكتبة. He went to the library or bookstore. Okay, صديقك is singular. So we're going to change it to plural. صديقت أصدقاء. أين أصدقاؤك? Where are your friends? يعني now it becomes they went to the library. ذهب becomes ذهبوا إلى المكتبة. And remember, ذهبوا is written after the waw with an alif. That alif to tell us that the waw is not originally a part of this verb. Number 9. Muhammadun له ابن صغير هو طالب في المدرسة. Muhammad له ابن صغير. He has a small son. هو طالب في المدرسة. He is a student in the school. Now we're going to change the underlying word ابن to أبناء and the not صغير to صغار and then the pronoun هو طالب to هم طلاب في المدرسة. Okay, Muhammad has a small son. He is a student in the school. We're going to change it to محمد له أبناء صغار. He has small sons. هم طلاب. They are students في المدرسة in school. Number 10, last sentence. الزميلك مجتهد. الزميلك مجتهد. Is your classmate or colleague a diligent, hard-working classmate? نعم هو مجتهد. Yes, he is a مجتهد, diligent, hard-working one. Okay, the underlying word is زميل. يعني زميل, its plural is what? زميل. يعني زملاء. زملاء. الزميلك الزملاءك مجتهدون becomes plural, sound plural, مجتهدون. الزملاءك مجتهدون. Are your classmates diligent, hardworking? نعم هو becomes plural, هم مجتهدون. Okay, this is the end of this exercise. Primarily, this exercise is focusing on what? The plural ism ishara ha'ulai. It's also focusing on yani the plurals, sound plurals and broken plurals for some of these words that we learned early on, and earlier on in the book, learning the plurals for them. And also looking at the khabar, changing it also, or a not, and changing it to its plurals, because nouns and adjectives in Arabic have plurals. Okay, exercise number 3 is primarily dealing with words that end with Hamza, Hamzatul Qat, the Hamza that's written on the line without a seat. It's not written on Aleph, nor Waw, or Ya. And this Hamza, words that end with this Hamzatul Qat, following Aleph, Aleph followed by Hamzatul Qat, written on the line without a seat. It doesn't have, it's not written on top of an Aleph, or Waw, or Ya. Yani the rule concerning them is that they are written without their seat if they are connected in idalfa to a clear noun. But when they are connected to a pronoun of dhamir, then they have to have a seat. So we're going to see here that these words, the hamzatul qat at the end of the word that was written on the line without a seat, when they are connected to pronouns, we're going to see that you have to write them on top of waw. You have to write them on top of waw. Okay, so let's look at the instruction. It says, أضف الأسماء الآتية مرة إلى اسم ظاهر وأخرى إلى ضمير كما هو موضح في المثال. أضف يعني connect in إضافة, يعني the following words, put them as the first part of an إضافة construction, once, connect them once, the first time to اسم ظاهر, a clear noun, and then أخرى, another time, connect them to a pronoun of Bamiya, as it has been made clear in the example. Okay, so they want you to take that one word. In the example, the word that they gave us is Abna'un. And they want you to connect it in Idalfa twice. Once to a clear noun, Abna'u Muhammadin. And the second time to a pronoun, Abna'uhu. Yani the sons of Muhammad, the sons of him, his sons. Okay, notice that Abna'un is written on Hamza on the line without a seat. And when it's connected to a clear noun, it remains written exactly like that. But when it's connected to a pronoun, we see abana'uhu, yani the hamza is written on top of waw as a seat for it. So this is a rule that words that end with hamzatul khat, written on the line, not hamzatul wasl, hamzatul qat. Words that are written with hamzatul qat at the end of the word, written on the line, if you connect a pronoun to them, you have to write it on a seat. Alright, that's the example. Abana'un became abana'u with a single vowel because it's muvalf, right? And remember, the first part of an idafa construction never takes alif lam or tanween. Okay? Abana'u Muhammadin. The sons of Muhammad. Abana'uhu, his sons. Okay, let's look at the first one after the example. Asma'un. Asma is the plural of ism. Asma'un. We see it's written on the line without a seat. When we connect it in the idafa, Asma'u at-tullabi, the names of the students, we see it's still written on the line without a seat. But when we connect it to a pronoun of dhamir, Asma'uhum, the names of them or their names, we see it's written on waw as a seat. Okay, so it should be written, yani hamza on alif, fatta, seen with sukoon, Meem, fatta, alif, and then a waw as a seat for hamza, and then the pronoun hum. Ha, dhamma, meem. The next one, zumala'u. Zumala'u. Yani, this particular word doesn't have tanween, even when it's not an idafa, and that's because it's mamnu' min as-sarf. Okay, it's from the broken plural patterns, fu'ala, that are mamnu' min as-sarf. So, zumala'u means classmates. Zumala'u hamidin, the classmates of Hamid, Zumala'uka, your classmates. Here, we see that the Hamza is written on waw in the last example. The next word they gave us is Asdiqa'u, friends. And this is also a broken plural pattern. Af'ila'u, that's mamnu' min as-sarf. So that means, even when it's not an idafa, it doesn't take tanween, it takes a single vowel. Asdiqa'u, yani when we put it in idafa, Asdiqa'u al-mudarrisi, the friends of the teacher. It's written on the line without a seat, but when we connect it to a pronoun, Asdiqa'uhu, yani his friends, we see that it's written on waw. Okay, so the point of this exercise is to make clear to us that these words, especially any word that ends with hamzatul qat, written on the line without a seat, when it's connected in idafa to a clear noun, you write it in its normal fashion without the seat, but when it's connected to a pronoun, then you have to write it on top of a seat. And in this case, we see that the seat here in these examples is waw. Okay, exercise number 4 is dealing with the third person masculine plural past tense verb form. Yani huwa dhahabu, the plural hum, huwa dhahaba, I'm sorry, and the plural will be hum dhahabu. Okay, so we're going to look at yani this plural form, primarily, we want to look at the third person, masculine plural form, that ends with waw and jama'ah, followed by the alif al-fariqa. The alif that indicates what? That this waw is not an original part of the word. It's waw al-jama'ah. The instruction says, bottom of page 71, exercise number 4, lesson 13a, first part, اقرأ المثال ثم حول الجملة الآتية مثله. Read المثال, read the example, ثم حول, then change or convert or transform الجملة الآتية, the following sentences, مثله, just like it. Okay, so let's read the example first. The example, مثال, الطالب ذهب إلى المطعم. The student ذهب, went, إلى المطعم, to the restaurant or to the mess hall or the cafeteria. الطالب ذهب إلى المطعم. When we make these things plural, we're going to see الطالب became what? الطلاب, and the verb ذهب became plural. ذهبوا إلى المطعم. الطلاب ذهبوا إلى المطعم. Okay, so we want to make it plural. Okay, let's turn to page 72. The first sentence. الطالب جلس في الفصل. Meaning, the student جلس, sat in the classroom. Now we want to say the students, they all sat, plural. in the classroom. At-talibu became at-tullabu. Jalasa became jalasu fil fasli. At-tullabu jalasu fil fasli. Number two. Al-mudarrisu kharaja min al-madrasati. The teacher kharaja went out min al-madrasati, went out from the school. So we want to change it to plural. Al-mudarrisu became al-mudarrisuna. Kharaja became kharaju. So it became al-mudarrisuna kharaju min al-madrasati. The teachers went out of the school. And by the way, yani al-mudarrisuna is a sound plural, right? We just keep the word al-mudarris just as it is and add waw and noon to it. Number three. At-tajiru dhahaba ila suqi. At-tajiru, the merchant, dhahaba went ila suqi, to the marketplace. We're going to make it plural. At-tajir, its plural is a broken plural on the pattern of fu'al. Dhamma, shadda, fatta, alif. Ta, jim, ra became tujjaru. At-tujjaru, dhahaba became dhahabu ila suqi. The sentence should now read at-tujjaru dhahabu ila suqi. The merchants went to the marketplace. Okay, so this exercise is helping us to use some of the plurals that we're learning in this lesson, broken plurals and sound plurals, and it's also training us to use the third person masculine plural past tense verb form. Huwa dhahaba, hum dhahabu. Okay, exercise number five. Iqra waktub. Read and write. Okay, so what this exercise requires us to do? Read it, and as well write it, and as well translate it. Right? Also, that's a very important part of the exercise, is that we have to translate. Translate every sentence. Okay, let's say, sentence number one. At-tullabu fil fasli. Meaning, at-tullabu, the students, fil fasli, are in the classroom. Tullab is a broken plural pattern from ta, la, lam, and ba, on the pattern of fu'al, dhamma, shadda, fatta. Tullab. Number two. Man ha'ulai al-awladu. Ahum abana'uka? La. Hum abana'u akhi. Okay, again. Man ha'ulai al-awladu? Who are these awlad, these children, or boys? Who are these children? Ahum abana'uka? Are they your sons? Here it became clear that awlad here means what? Sons. Ahum abana'uka? Are they your sons? Notice here that abana, the hamza is normally written on the line, but because it's connected to a pronoun, it became abana'uka, with the hamza being written on waw. Ahum abana'uka? Are they your sons? La. Hum abana'u akhi. No, they are the sons of my brother. Here, note again, abana here, it's not connected to a pronoun, so it's written on the line without a seat, without the waw as a seat. Number three. Man ha'ulai nasu? Hum hujjajun min Turkiyya. Or Turkiyya. Man ha'ulai nas? Who are these people? Hum hujjajun min Turkiyya. They are pilgrims from Turkey. So the word here that we want to make note of is hujjaj. It's a broken plural pattern from ha, jim, jim, on the pattern of fu'al, dhamma, shadda, fatta. The first letter takes dhamma, the second letter takes shadda, fatta, alif. Hujjajun, from hajun. Ha, jim, jim. Min ha'ulai nas, hum hujjajun min Turkiyya. Who are these people? They are pilgrims from Turkey. Number four. Aina tujjaru? Answer. Dhahabu ila suqi. Aina at-tujjar. Where are the tujjar? Tujjar is a plural of tajir on the pattern of fu'al, dhamma, shadda, fatta, alif. Yani ta, jim, ra. First letter ta takes dhamma. Second letter jim takes shadda, fatta, alif. And the last letter takes its normal ending. Aina التجار. Where are the merchants? ذهبوا إلى السوق. They went to the marketplace. Third person, masculine plural, ذهبوا, past tense verb. Number five. من هؤلاء الرجال؟ هم ضيوف. من هؤلاء الرجال؟ Who are these men? رجال being the plural of رجل on the pattern of فعل. من هؤلاء الرجال؟ رجل, it's plural, رجال. هم ضيوف. ضيوف is the plural of ضيف. يعني it's on the pattern of فعول. ضمة on the first letter, ضاد. And ضمة واو on the second letter, يا. ضيف, ضيوف. Number six. Hopefully by now we learned some of these broken plurals so you are familiar. I'm just trying to remind you of the pattern that these words come from. So as you're learning the patterns and learning the examples with them, this will be like, yani, a refresher, yani, review for the patterns that you have learned. And the ones that you didn't, you have to, yani, step it up and start getting them. Number six. Al-fallahuna, this is a sound plural. Fil-huquli, broken plural. Wa-abana'uhum. في المدرسة أبناؤن is a broken plural also. الفلاحون, the farmers, في الحقول are in the fields. يعني حقول is the plural of حقل. يعني it's on the pattern of فعول. يعني the first letter ها takes دمة, the second letter قاف takes دمة واو. حقول. The farmers are in the fields. وأبناؤهم, أبناء is the plural of ابن. أبناؤهم. Again, here, أبناء ends with حمزة, يعني written without a seat on the line, but because it's connected to a pronoun, now it takes a seat. أبناؤهم في المدرسة, the farmers are in the fields, and their sons are in school. Number seven. أين الطلاب الجدد؟ أين الطلاب الجدد؟ Where are the new students? الطلاب is the plural of طالب on the pattern of فعال, ضمة. شد فت ألف. الطلاب الجدد. جدد is the plural of جديد on the pattern of فعل. ضم ضم. The first letter takes ضم. The second letter takes ضم. جدد. جديد. جدد. Where are the new students? بعضهم في الفصل. Some of them are in the classroom. وبعضهم عند المدير. And some of them are with the principal. And this word, ba'ad, is one of the words from this lesson. It means some or few or little. Some of them are with the mudiri, some of the new students. Number eight. A'amami tujjarun kibarun. A'amami. A'amam is the plural of am. Ayn mim with shadda. Ayn mim mim. Am. Am. On the pattern of af'al. A'amam. أعمامي, my uncles, يعني paternal uncles, father's brothers. أعمامي تجار كبار. تجار is the plural of تاجر. كبار is the plural of كبير. My uncles are big or great important merchants. Going straight across to number nine, says هؤلاء إخوتي. هؤلاء إخوتي. These are my brothers. إخوة is the plural of أخ on the pattern of فعلا. The first letter, the first radical takes كسرة, the second radical takes سكون, and the third one, in this case, which is a wow that you didn't see in the original word, أخ, حمزة خا وا, became, يعني with فتة followed by an added letter, تاء مربوطة. فعلة, يعني إخوة. Number 10. أين أبناؤك يا علي؟ Answer, هم في الدكان. يعني أين أبناؤك؟ Where are your sons? O Ali. هم في الدكان. They are in the دكان, the shop, store. Okay, أبناء is the plural of ابن. And عليّ is the منادى. يعني the word that comes after يعني دا takes a single ضمة. هم في الدكان. Number 11. الطلاب الكبار في الملعب. والطلاب الصغار في الفصل. الطلاب الكبار, the big students or the older students, في الملعب, are in the playground. والطلاب الصغار and the smaller or younger students في الفصل. يعني كبار is the plural of كبير and صغار is the plural of صغير. Number 12. هؤلاء الفتية إخوة أبوهم إمام هذا المسجد. هؤلاء الفتية إخوة. الفتية is the plural of فتى. يعني this is also like إخوة on the pattern of فعلة. الفتية يعني on the pattern of فعلة. هؤلاء الفتية إخوة. These فتية young men are brothers. إخوة يعني إخوة and فتية are both on the pattern of فعلة. Broken plural pattern. أبوهم إمام هذا المسجد. Their father is the imam of this masjid. هذا المسجدي. يعني المسجدي is مجرور with كسرة. And the reason why it's مجرور is because of what? Because it's the بدل for هذا. And هذا is the مضاف إليه for imam. Even though it's مبنيون, هذا is in the place where it should be. As مضاف إليه, it should be مجرور. So the بدل المسجدي also has to be مجرور. Okay, we say هذا is a ضمير, اسم إشارة. It's مبنيون. It's in the place where it should be مجرور. مضاف إليه, in the place where it should be مجرور, في محل جر. And the masjid is the بدل, so it has to be مجرور. Number 13. هؤلاء الرجال فلاحون من قريتي. هؤلاء is the plural of هذا. هؤلاء الرجال, the رجال is the plural of رجل. These men are فلاحون, farmers, من قريتي, from my قرية, from my يعني village. Let's turn to page 73. Last three sentences for this exercise. Again, this exercise is really giving us a lot of examples of broken plurals and some sound plurals as well, but mostly broken plurals, patterns that we have to be concentrating on, يعني for the duration of this lesson and after it, يعني learning these patterns very, very carefully, each pattern with two or three examples. These patterns are very important for you to recognize words and their meanings. When you know that this is a pattern, you know that this what this pattern represents and what it means. Okay, page 73. We're still in lesson 13, part A. Exercise number 5. Sentence number 14. Aina at-tullabu al-jududu? Where are the new students? Tullab is a broken plural on the pattern of fu'al, and judud is a broken plural on the pattern of fu'ul, yani from jadid. Where are the new students? Akharaju, did they go out? That's the plural form of kharaja. Kharaju, third person masculine plural, hum kharaju. Akharaju, na'am, kharaju, wa dhahabu ila al-maktabati. Yes, they went out and they went away, yani to the library or the bookstore. They went out of a place and they went away. Yani the difference between kharaja and dhahaba. Dhahaba means they went away. Kharaja means they were inside of a place and they exited. They went out. Dhaba doesn't mean they go out, it just means they went. Yani they went away. Kharaja, they went out. Wa dhahabu, and then they went away to the library. Number 15. Ahaulai al-atibba'u muslimuna. Are these atibba'? Atibba is the plural of tabib on the pattern of af'ila. So it doesn't take. Well, it has alif lam here, so it can't take tanween. But if it didn't have alif lam, it still wouldn't take tanween because it's mamnu min al-sarf. Ahaulai at-tibba'u, are these doctors muslimoon? Are they Muslims? Na'am. Hum muslimoon. Number 16. Li abana'un sigarun. I have small sons. Abana'un being the plural of ibn. Sigarun being the plural of saghir. بعضهم في المدرسة الابتدائية وبعضهم في المدرسة المتوسطة. Some of them are in the مدرسة ابتدائية, يعني from بدأ, the beginning, that which is elementary, beginning level school, that is elementary school or primary school. وبعضهم في المدرسة المتوسطة, يعني from وسطة, the middle, يعني middle school or junior high school. Okay, this is the end of exercise number 5. a lot of broken plurals, sound plurals, ism ishara plurals, and so on. Personal pronouns, possessive pronouns, all of this that we're taking in lesson 13 related to plurals, all of it is covered here in these exercises. Okay, the last exercise for this first part of lesson 13, uktub, jam'a al-kalimati al-atiyati. Write the plural of the following words. Okay, hopefully we know these plurals. Okay, the first one, what is the plural of kabirun? Kibarun. The plural of muslimun, sound plural. Muslimuna. The plural of rajulun. Rajulun, rijalun. The plural of ibnun, abanaun. The plural of ضيفٌ, on the wazn of فُعُول, ضُيُوفٌ. The plural of فتى, young man, on the plural of فعلى, فتيةٌ. The plural of حاجٌ, a pilgrim, on the pattern of فُعَال, حُجَّاجٌ. The plural of أَخٌ, on the pattern of فعلةٌ, إِخْوَةٌ. The plural of صغيرٌ, on the pattern of فعال, صغارٌ. The plural of طويلٌ, tall, on the pattern of فعال as well, طوالٌ. The plural of غنيٌ, on the pattern of أفعلاء, أغنياء, rich. The plural of فقيرٌ, poor, on the pattern of فؤلاء, فقراء. Okay, that's the end of exercise number 6, and what remains? I just want to give two more broken plural patterns that they didn't mention in this exercise number 6. Yani, they didn't mention the broken plural pattern فُعُلٌ, so we have كِتَابٌ, yani كُتُبٌ. And we have جَدِيدٌ, جُدُدٌ. And رَسُولٌ, رُسُلٌ, and so on. Yani, the broken plural pattern فُعُل, كُتُب, جُدُد, and so on. Okay, these words we should have memorized by now. Al-kalimatu, al-jadidatu, yani al-haqlu. Al-haqlu means a field. It's plural of, this plural is fu'ul, on the pattern of fu'ul. Its plural is huqul, on the pattern of fu'ul. The next word, an-nasu, means people, the people. Al-qariyatu means the village. Al-dhaifu means the guest. Its plural is on the pattern of فُعُول, ضُيُوف. الشَّيْخُ means the sheikh or the elder. Its plural is also on the same pattern, فُعُول, شُيُوخ. الْمَطْعَمُ means the restaurant or cafeteria. الْمَدْرَسَةُ الْإِبْتِدَائِيَّةُ means the yani elementary school or primary school. Alright, after this, we have finished the exercises for the first part of lesson 13. So this should be followed by the second part of lesson 13, part B. The second part, we're going to do the English key, and we're also going to do the text on page 74, and then whatever of the exercises we can complete in the time that remains. Okay, let's first look at the English key. Okay, this is the second part of the English key for lesson 13. It's on page 37. Page 37. It says part B. Okay, there are 4 points in this English key, 4 brief points. All of them are follow-up on what we've taken in the first part of the lesson, or in an earlier part, and you have a lesson before this, okay? So, in this part, we learn the following. The plural of hiya is hunna. Yani, the plural of huwa is hum. Personal pronoun and possessive pronoun is the same word, hum. And likewise, the same thing here. The plural of hiya is hunna, with shadda on the noon and fatha. Hunna. It means they or theirs. And it's used as a personal pronoun. Yani, the same way you say hum ikhwati, you say hunna akhawati. They are my sisters. And likewise, you use it as a possessive pronoun, like you use ha, kitabuha, her book. You can say their book. Yani, kitabuhunna. Okay, so it's used as a personal pronoun. they are my sisters, and it's used as a possessive pronoun, their books, or the books of them. Alright, so, it says here the plural of she is hunna. For example, hum ikhwati, hum is masculine, plural, third person, they are my brothers, wa hunna akhwati, and they, feminine plural, third person, they are my sisters. Okay, the plural of ha, the possessive pronoun for her book or her house or her car, is hunna as well, the same word. They, but here it means their instead of they, because it's showing possession. Note that the pronouns for they and their are the same. The masculine plural pronouns and the feminine plural pronouns, hum and hunna, the same pronoun is used for personal pronouns and possessive pronouns. So, for example, you say, they are my classmates, and this is their house, their house. They is the personal pronoun, their house is the possessive pronoun. So you say, feminine, hunna zamilati, they are my classmates. Wahada baytuhunna, and this is their house. They are my classmates, and this is their house. So the word for they and the word for their, the personal pronoun, the possessive pronoun, is the same, hunna. That's the first point. Yani the feminine, plural, third person, personal pronoun is hunna, and possessive pronoun is also hunna. The second point of this part of lesson 13, part B, we've already learned that the plural of hadihi is haulai. That is, it is the same for both the masculine and the feminine. We had that in part A, that the plural of hadha and hadihi is haulai. So we're just reminded of that because this part B is going to be related to feminine plurals, right? And then the third point of this lesson, we have learned in part A that dhahabu means they went masculine. So they went feminine is dhahabna. Okay, these are the third person, masculine and feminine. Plural verb forms, past tense verb forms. Masculine, hum dhahabu. Feminine, hunna. Dhahabna. That noon on the end is noon and niswa. Yani the noon that indicates feminine plurality. It means that they are plural group of three or more and they are feminine. Okay, they gave you some examples here. Aina ikhwatuka. Where are your brothers? Dhahabu ila jamiyati. This is the third person masculine plural. Dhahabu ila jamiyati. They went to the university. Next one. Aina akhawatuka? Where are your sisters? Dhahabna ila al-maktabati. Yani hunna dhahabna. They went to the library or bookstore. Okay, there's one more point on the following page 38 for this part. It says we have already learnt the formation of the sound feminine plural. We learned that in the first part, right? We said that the sound feminine plural is made by elongating the fatta before the tarmabuta. Elongating with Aleph, and then changing the Ta Marbuta to Ta Maftuha. So, they said, we have already learned this, the formation of the sound feminine plural. In the pronunciation, the A before the T is lengthened in the sound feminine plural. Yani, in writing, in addition to this, the round Ta is changed to open Ta. So not only the vowel is elongated in the sound feminine plural, but the ta, when you write it, the original ta marbuta is changed to a ta maftuha. Okay, so the word muslima or muslimatun, muslima became muslimat. So you elongated the fatha before the ta marbuta with aleph, and then you changed the ta marbuta to ta maftuha. Note that the following plurals are irregular. Yani the plural of bint is a little irregular. They all end with yani the aleph, fatha aleph, open ta, but they are a little bit irregular because some form of the word is actually changing here. Okay, so bintun, its plural is banatun. Ukhtun, its plural is akhawatun. And fatatun, its plural is fatayatun. Bint, girl or daughter. Ukht, sister. Fatat, young girl or young lady. Okay, so the plurals, banat, akhawat, and fatayat. They still end with the feminine ending, yani for sound plural, Hatta alif ta maktuha, but they're a little bit irregular. So we're just making a note of that here. Okay, this is the end of the English key of the grammatical points for part B. Turn to the next page 39 and look at the vocabulary for this part B of lesson 13. On page 39, from the right side we say, An-nisa'u means women, plural, from a different root. Yani it's a different root than the singular al-mar'atu, the woman. Yani here the plural, An-nisa'u, from a different root. Okay, so al-mar'atu, the woman, singular, its plural is An-nisa'u, women, plural. The next word, Zawjun, means husband or spouse. And the next column, Ustadhatun, means a lady professor or teacher. Zawjatun, the feminine of Zawjun, Zawjatun, by adding Tarmabuta, means a wife. Ammatun, yani is the feminine of Ammun, means, yani, Ammun means your paternal uncle, Ammatun means your paternal aunt, your father's sister. Al-Mar'atu means a woman, singular. Mustashfa al-Wilada means the hospital of childbirth or the maternity hospital. Okay, this is the end of the vocabulary for Part B of Lesson 13. Part B of Lesson 13. Okay, after this, we want to look at the dialogue for Part B of Lesson 13 and then look at some of the exercises. Okay, the dialogue for Part B, which I didn't mention in the homework. Somehow it passed me by. I overlooked it. But in any case, hopefully you saw it when you started to do the exercise number one, which was part of the homework. Exercise number one. We should have done exercise number one and two for homework in addition to the English key. And in between exercise one and two and the English key was this brief dialogue on page 74. Same page as exercise number one. I hope you read it, wrote it, and translated it. If you didn't, then, yani, please write it out, yani, for practicing your writing, and translate it as well, yani, in writing after we translate it together here, orally. Alright, let me see, how much time do we have? Yeah, okay, we still have a little bit of time. This class is 1:30 to 3 o'clock. Okay. Alright, so, inshallah, we should be able to finish what we had for homework today. Part B, page 74, top of the page, the dialogue begins. Men ha'ulai al-fatayatu. Ya Maryamu. Men ha'ulai al-fatayat. Who are these young ladies? Ya Maryamu. O Maryam. Okay, I just want to note here that ha'ulai is the plural of, in this case, hadhihi, because we're talking about young ladies, right? So here ha'ulai is being used as a plural for hadhihi. But know that ha'ulai is a plural for hadhihi and hadha. Okay, the plural is the same for masculine and feminine demonstrative pronoun for things which are near. Ha'ulai. Ha'ulai and fatayat is a bedel for it. Okay? Ha'ulai al-fatayat. Who are these young ladies, O Maryam? Maryam says, hunna, with shadda on the noon and fatta, hunna zamilati. Yani zamilat is the plural of zamila with tarmabuta. Elongate the fatha before the tarmabuta and change tarmabuta to ta maftuha. Zamila became zamilat. Hunna zamilati. They are my classmates. Question. A akhawatun hunna. Yani akhawat is the plural of ukht. Hunna, they, feminine plural. Are they akhawat, sisters? Akhawatun hunna. Yani, this sentence could be expressed in the normal order. Ahunna akhawat. Or the order can be reversed as we'll learn in level 3. Yani, when there's no confusion about what is the mubtada and the khabar. Akhawatun hunna. Naam, hunna akhawatun. We see here in the answer that the order is reversed to the normal order, hunna being the mubtada and akhawat being the khabar. So again, in the question, we could have put it in that order. Ahunna akhawatun? Naam, hunna akhawatun. Are they sisters? Yes, they are sisters. Here, hunna is being used as a personal pronoun. But we're going to see later in the next sentence it being used as a possessive pronoun. So here it means they, as a possessive pronoun means their, yani father, their brother, their sister, their school, their masjids, and so on. Okay, are they sisters? Naam. Hunna akhawatun. Yes, they are sisters. Man abuhunna. Who is their father? Okay, from they it changed to their because here it's being used as a possessive pronoun. Man abuhunna. Who is their father? And again, abu here, yani it has wow because the word ab is from the five special words. Whenever they are in idhafa, then the sign of it being marfu'un instead of dhamma is wow. So you have to add a wow. Man abuhunna. Who is their father? Abuhunna. Here again it's a possessive pronoun. Abuhunna ash-shaykhu bilalun. Their father is Sheikh Bilal. Ummuhunna ustadhati. Their mother is my professor or my teacher, my instructor. Next sentence. Aina baytuhunna. Where is their house? Here hunna again is used as a possessive pronoun. Where is their house? Yani the house that belongs to them. Answer. Baytuhunna qaribun min al-madrasati. Yani their bayt, their house, is near to the school. Okay, so what we saw here in this brief dialogue is the use of the ism ishara ha'ulai as a plural for hadhihi in the same way that it's used as a plural for hadha. We also saw here that the third person feminine plural, they, personal plural, hunna, is the same as the possessive pronoun. Same as the possessive pronoun, yani hunna. The same word is used as a personal pronoun. They are, yani, my classmates, as well as their father. Yani hunna is used in both cases for the personal and the possessive pronoun for third person feminine plural. So that's what's important in this particular lesson, to pay attention to those words ha'ulai and hunna as a personal and a possessive pronoun, and also some of these feminine plurals like fatayat, the plural of fatat, and akhawat, the plural of ukht. And I think those were the ones that came here. Oh yes, zamilat, the plural of zamila. Okay, let's look at the exercises that follow. Exercise number one and exercise number two. I don't know if we'll be able to complete number two, but let's see what we can do. Okay, we're on page 74, part B, lesson 13, tamarinu, with a single dhamma vowel, mamnoon and a sarf. The instruction says, exercise number one, hawwil al-mubtada'a fil jumali al-atiyati ila jama'in kama huwa muwaddahun fil mithali. Hawwil, change or transform, al-mubtada, the subject, in the following sentences. Ila jama'in, to a plural. Change the mubtada to plural, as it has been muwaddahun, made clear, fil mithali, in the example. The mithal, hadhihi bintun, this is a girl. Plural, ha'ulai banatun. Change the mubtada, hadhihi, to plural, ha'ulai, and therefore you also have to change the khabar, bint, to banat. But they gave you the plurals here at the end of the line. Okay, so basically what they are showing you here is that the plural for hadhihi is ha'ulai, just as it was the plural for hadha. Masculine and feminine, singular ism ishara for things which are near. The plural for both of them, hadhihi and hadha, is ha'ulai. And they're also giving us some plurals here to remember in case we didn't memorize them yet. They gave us the plural of yani taliba, is talibat, mudarrisa, mudarrisat, tabiba, tabibat, muslima, muslimat. So these are all sound feminine plurals. Jam al-mu'annath as-salim. Jam al-mu'annath as-salim, the sound feminine plural. Okay, let's do the first one, changing the mubtada and the khabar. The khabar they have given us at the end of the page. Hadhihi طالبةٌ. This is a female student. Change it to plural. هَؤُلَاءِ طَالِبَاتٌ. These are female students. Number two. هَذِهِ مُدَرِّسَةٌ. This is a female teacher. Plural, هَؤُلَاءِ مُدَرِّسَاتٌ. These are female teachers. Number three, هَذِهِ طَبِيبَةٌ. This is a female doctor. هَؤُلَاءِ طَبِيبَةٌ. These are female doctors. Number four, هَذِهِ مُسْلِمَةٌ. This is a female Muslim. هَؤُلَاءِ مُسْلِمَاتٌ. Okay, let's turn to page 75, sentence number 5. Still in exercise number 1, sentence number 5, top of the page. هَذِهِ زَوْجَةٌ. This is a wife. Plural, هَؤُلَاءِ زَوْجَةٌ. These are wives. Number 6, هَذِهِ أُخْتٌ. Plural, هَؤُلَاءِ أَخَوَاتٌ. These are sisters. Number 7, هَذِهِ فَتَاتٌ. This is a young lady. Plural, هَؤُلَاءِ فَتَيَاتٌ. These are young ladies. Here, the خَبَر is going to be a feminine noun. A feminine noun. Okay, the خَبَر in the following sentences, 8 through 11, is a feminine noun. But when we change it to plural, yani the plural for these nouns are the same in masculine and feminine. Yani جَدِيد and جَدِيدَ, its plural is جُدُد. كبير and كبيرة, كبيرة, the plural is كبار. صغير and صغيرة, the plural is صغار. طويل and طويلة, the plural is طوال. يعني, these are two different broken plural patterns. جدودون is on the pattern of فعولون. And كبار, صغار, and طوال are on the plural of فعالون. Okay, let's read. Number 8. هذه جديدة. This one is new. يعني she, referring to a female, هذه جديدة, this one, she is new. Plural, هؤلاء جدد. Number 9, هذه كبيرة, this one, she is big. Plural, هؤلاء كبار, these females are big or older. Number 10, هذه صغيرة, this one is small or young. Plural, هؤلاء صغار, these are small or young ones, young females. Number 11, هذه طويلة, this one is tall, this female is tall. هؤلاء, plural, هؤلاء طوال, these are tall ones, yani females. Alright, so basically this exercise yani is primarily going over the use of هؤلاء as a plural for the feminine ism ishara hadhihi, just like we use haulai for the masculine ism ishara hadha. The second exercise, and that's the last exercise that we had for homework. Second exercise, it says ikra waktub, read and write. Again, this exercise we're going to see haulai, and we're also going to see plural words, feminine nouns and adjectives that are plural. And we're going to see other yani broken plurals and some sound plurals, and we're going to see the past tense verb, yani the feminine plural form of the third person past tense verb, yani ذهبna, جلسna, أكلna, yani كتبna, yani it's مبنيٌ على سكون, the last letter from ذهب, the last letter of the verb, is going to take سكون, and then we're going to add to it the فاعل, the نون, and نسوة, that نون represents feminine plurality. Okay, let's read and write and translate. Okay, you can read along with me or ahead of me, and you can translate also ahead of me. Number 1. هَؤُلَاءِ إِخْوَتِي وَهَؤُلَاءِ أَخَوَاتِي. Same word used for masculine and feminine. هَؤُلَاءِ and هَؤُلَاءِ used for إِخْوَتِي and أَخَوَاتِي. Okay, so the plural for هَذَا and هَذِي is both, for both of them is هَؤُلَاءِ. هَؤُلَاءِ إِخْوَتِي. These are my brothers. وَهَؤُلَاءِ أَخَوَاتِي. And these are my sisters. Number 2. مَنْ هَؤُلَاءِ الْفَتَيَاتِ. مَنْ هَؤُلَاءِ الْفَتَيَاتُ. Who are these young ladies? يعني فتيات, the plural of فتات. هَؤُلَاءِ بَنَاتُ الْمُدَرِّسَةِ. مُدَرِّسَةِ. هَؤُلَاءِ بَنَاتُ الْمُدَرِّسَةِ. These are daughters of the female teacher. Number 3. هؤلاء الفتياتُ زميلاتي. These young ladies are زميلاتي. يعني they are my classmates. أبوهن, their father, طبيب, is a doctor. وأمهن مدرسة, and their mother is a teacher, female teacher. Number four. أين الطالبات الجدد؟ Where are the طالبات الجدد, the new female students? Here's the past tense, verb, يعني third person feminine plural. أين الطالبات الجدد؟ Where are the new female students? ذهبن إلى المكتبة, they went. يعني هن ذهبن إلى المكتبة, they went to the library. Number five. أين بناتك يا عمتي؟ أين بناتك يا عمتي؟ We said بناتك because we're obviously speaking to a female. يا عمتي. Where are your daughters? كي. Oh, my auntie. يعني oh, auntie. My aunt. يعني paternal aunt. Father's sister. عمة. Answer. هن في المطبخ. They are in the kitchen. Number six. أهؤلاء الممرضات مسلمات. أهؤلاء الممرضات مسلمات. نعم. Are these nurses ممرضة ممرضات? Are these nurses مسلمات, Muslim women? نعم. Yes. Number seven. هؤلاء طبيبات. These are طبيبات, female doctors. أزواجهن, يعني their husbands, هن here is being used as a possessive pronoun, their husbands are مدرسون, are, يعني male teachers. Okay, طبيبات is sound feminine plural from طبيبة, and مدرسون is sound masculine plural from مدرس. Number eight, من هذه المرأة؟ Who is this woman? هي زوجة الطبيب الجديد. She is the زوجة, the wife of الطبيب الجديد, the new doctor. Number nine. أبناتك في المدرسة الثانوية يا أسامة. أبناتك, because I'm speaking to a male here, يا أسامة. أبناتك, are your daughters? في المدرسة الثانوية, the secondary school, are they in the secondary school, high school? أو أسامة, بعدهن في المدرسة, turn the page, الثانوية, وبعدهن في المدرسة المتوسطة. يعني his answer, بعدهن, some of them, هن, some of them are in المدرسة الثانوية, are in the secondary school or high school. وبعدهن, and some of them في المدرسة المتوسطة, are in the middle school or junior high school. Number 10. ألكي بنات يا ليلى. ألكي كسرة, يعني because we're speaking to ليلى, that's a female. ألكي بنات, do you have daughters أو ليلى؟ نعم. لي بنات كبار. Yes, I have بنات كبار, يعني big or older daughters. وهن طالبات بالجامعة. And they are طالبات, students in the university or at the university, female students at the university. Number 11. من هؤلاء النساء الطوال. الطوال is the plural of طويل. Who are these women? These tall women. هؤلاء النساء الطوال. Who are these tall women? هن طبيبات من أمريكا. They are female students from America. النساء is the plural of المرأة. الطوال is the plural of طويل. الطبيبات is the plural of طبيبة. Number 12. الطبيبات خرجن من المستشفى. The female doctors went out from the hospital. الطبيبات خرجنا. This is the third person feminine plural past tense verb form. Masculine هم خرجوا, feminine هن خرجنا. يعني مبنيون. The last letter takes سكون followed by نون and نسوة, which represents feminine plurality. Okay, we're going to stop here with this exercise. This is the end of our time. And next week, inshallah, our homework is going to start with exercise number 3, 4, 5, and 6. And the charts that's on the end of, after the last exercise, on page 78. All of that is going to be part of our homework. Exercise number 3, 4, 5, and 6. And then the charts at the end of the lesson. And we might also, I'm not really sure, but we might also look at the last part of this lesson, which is very short. And it is very, very brief English key, a very brief dialogue, and a few exercises. Let's see how it goes, inshallah. But at least, and for homework next week, please, and review the earlier lessons that we have taken, yani from 1 through 5, and then yani start doing the exercises from this second part of lesson 13, exercises number 3, 4, 5, and 6. And look at the box and the new words, yani at the end of this part of the lesson before we go to part Jim, which is the last part of lesson 13. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka. We're going to take a 1 minute break, inshallah, and then we're going to come back for Mustawa Thani.